You are listening to Real World News.
Interview with Daniel Vasquez, member of the jury of the BBT Mexico. The jury of the Dams People's Rights and Impunity pre-hearing of the environmental devastation and people's rights table of the Permanent People's Tribunal, Mexico, concluded in the past days. The table worked at the beginning of November 2012 in Temacapulín, Jalisco State, Mexico, a community that together with Acacico and Palmarejo is threatened by the building of El Zapotillo Dam on Verde River. The decision of the pre-hearing highlights that there are 4,200 dams in Mexico and that there are projects to build 30 more by 2017. The building of these works has brought a pattern of serious and systematic human rights violations, violating in addition the rights of the peoples and communities, among others, the forced displacement of over 185,000 people that becomes a violation to the right of housing, violations to the right of information and participation, the right to consultation and free prior informed consent of the indigenous peoples, the right to the self-determinations of the people, to water, to food, and when there are processes organized to resist the building of dams, the criminalization of the social protest. The decision by the jury, made up by 7 national and international experts, will be part of the documents submitted to the PBT's environmental table in 2013 and at the final hearing of the tribunal in 2014. It will also be submitted to all authorities involved in the development of the dam projects, considering that they are the addressees of the recommendations included in the document. The member of MAPDER and Rio World Radio's collaborator, Monica Montalvo, interviewed Daniel Vasquez, who was part of the jury that received the testimonies, evidence, and deliberated during the sessions in Temacapulín. Daniel is a professor at the Latin American Social Sciences School, Flagstaff, Mexico.
You are listening to Real World News.